This book, How to Stop Procrastinating, might save your life. Pretty crazy claim, right? But hear me out. If you pay close attention to the words you're about to hear and implement the strategies that I recommend, then this information could have a major impact on your life. It could help you prevent personal catastrophe. Procrastination. The act or habit of putting off or delaying, especially something requiring immediate attention. A student will procrastinate in school, waiting until the last minute to study for a test or write a term paper. A professional will procrastinate on a work-related task because it's challenging and requires hard work. And an athlete might procrastinate on getting an injury checked out because he or she doesn't want to miss an important game. We all have personal reasons for procrastinating, and it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking it's not a big deal. You might even say to yourself, "It's just a bad habit that I have, but it's not that big of a deal." The truth is that procrastination can have a serious effect on your life. It could even create a life or death situation. Don't believe this happens? Well, let me tell you a quick story to illustrate this point. The day my father almost died. In 2007, I was in Virginia with my family visiting my aunt and cousin. On the day we were ready to drive home, my father complained of a painful discomfort in his chest. He said something like, "I'll probably make an appointment this week with my doctor and get it checked out." My response was the typical sarcastic comment you'll get in my family. "Yes, Dad, that sounds like a great plan. I'm sure nothing bad will happen with your heart in the next 5 days. Or maybe you could go to the emergency room right away and make sure it's nothing serious." At first, my dad blew off this comment. But on the drive back, he thought about what I said and realized that maybe, just maybe, I had a valid point. So, he scheduled an emergency appointment with his doctor to make sure everything was okay with his heart. The prognosis? My dad required an immediate quadruple bypass heart surgery. In fact, the doctor told my dad that if he waited even a few more days, he might have had a fatal heart attack.